You're listening to SBS News.
Chinese-born Australian Cheng Lei was detained in Beijing in mid-August 2020 when security police arrived at her apartment in Beijing's Inner East, taking her and her electronic devices away. The arrest was conducted under a legal provision that allowed her to be held for as long as 6 months without charge or access to a lawyer. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Australia has now been notified of an escalation in Cheng Lei's case.
The Australian government was informed by Chinese authorities through our embassy in Beijing that Australian citizen Cheng Lei has now been formally arrested on suspicion of illegally supplying state secrets overseas.
It could be several months before investigators formally prosecute her, and under Chinese law, experts say the charge against Ms. Cheng can carry a life sentence. Human rights observers have raised concerns about Ms. Cheng's welfare during her 6 months in detention. The Australian government says it's raised serious concerns about her welfare in regular communications with Chinese officials.
We have consistently raised our strong concerns about her detention regularly at the most senior levels. We have made a number of consular visits to her as part of our bilateral consular agreement. The most recent of those was on the 27th of January, and we continue to seek assurances of her being treated appropriately, humanely, in accordance with international standards, and that will continue to be the case.
China policy analyst Yun Jiang, a researcher at the Australian National University, says the conditions of detention under China's legal system are opaque.
China has a quite weak rule of law, so certain practices such as forced confessions can be quite common in China. And we also know that under certain conditions, detentions can be quite harsh conditions as well.
Cheng Lei was born in China but moved with her parents to Brisbane when she was nine. An accounting graduate from the University of Queensland, she worked in Melbourne for major companies such as Cadbury and ExxonMobil before taking up her role as a business anchor for the state-owned TV network, China Global Television Network. She had regularly appeared at Australian Embassy and Business Chamber events, but after her arrest, her employers removed mention of Ms. Cheng from the CTGN website. Ms. Payne would not respond to questions on whether the charge against Ms. Cheng is baseless or not, but noted Australia is seeking further advice. It's unclear if the arrest is linked to diplomatic tensions or domestic politics in China, but former Foreign Minister Alexander Downer has told the ABC the strained relationship won't help Ms. Cheng's case.
China will be much less willing to find a diplomatic solution to this than it might be if the relationship was better than it is.
The last two Australian correspondents based in China, the ABC's Bill Birtles and the Australian Financial Review's Michael Smith, fled the country last year after being questioned by Chinese authorities about the investigation into Ms. Cheng. Australian journalist Peter Grester, who became a campaigner for press freedom after his own detention in Egypt for more than a year, has called for Ms. Cheng's immediate release. Ms. Cheng is the second Australian to be detained in Beijing in recent years. Writer Yang Hongjun has been in custody for more than 2 years without trial, accused of espionage. Authorities did not allow him to meet a lawyer until the 19th month of his detention. Ms. Zhang says the case of Ms. Cheng is different from that of Mr. Hongjun.
In the case of the other Australian being detained, I believe he was seen more as a dissident. So Chen Lei is seen more as an insider. So there is a little bit of difference there. Now, we know that Chen Lei is also being charged for national security reasons. She's being accused of supplying state secrets, and we do not know which country she's being accused of supplying state secrets to.
Meanwhile, Ms. Cheng's family and friends in Melbourne say they hope her case can be resolved quickly. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.